local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It does not at all feel like 6:11. Hour number three of Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hope your work week's off to a great start. It is pretty jarring. It's jarring when the clocks fall backwards, and it's jarring now because looking outside the window, it's like 4:30 in the afternoon. We've got a couple of hours left of this thing, and we got 49 minutes, so... and I'm already thinking about, hey, let's, take the little one for a walk. Let's get outside more, let's be a little bit more active because the sun's out and it's nice out. So yeah, it's something else.
You're living it up, Joe.
I'm trying to, be healthier, and I'm trying not to have to go to a hospital for a heart attack today because as we will learn in our health business and science notes, that apparently has an uptick on this Monday after the spring forward. Pretty a mysterious there. Texter saying, thanking us for the SBC ticks. They watched App State lose with the buzzer beater. Loud crowd last couple of minutes, and I'm watching on ESPN right now. We have the tournament championship on the men's side. So we had Marshall winning earlier today on the women's side. And so we get James Madison taking on, I believe, Arkansas State in the championship. And looks like a really good crowd on hand, too. So that is definitely good to see there. But, yeah, March Madness is here, and we are all for that. Getting a look at our top three stories here as we get started for hour number three. President Biden today unveiling his sweeping budget proposal for his potential second term. The budget aims to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. That includes a 25% tax rate on billionaires. President Biden today also pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border deal.
Would also give me, as president, new emergency authority, or any other president, temporarily to shut down the border when the number of immigrants is overwhelming and to regain control of the border.
And he notes how he felt the deal would improve the crisis there, and he's urging representatives from cities all over the country to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine and pass the bill. And the U.S. Embassy evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence continues gripping the country. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, and on the embassy's website yesterday, a post calls the current security situation unpredictable and dangerous, and they advise U.S. citizens not to travel to the country. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, how are the roads looking?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today for more information. Let's see. There's not a ton going on the roads now. We did have an accident report that's starting to cause some minor backups if you're traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street. And we still had a little bit of issues if you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much. Just going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Thank you. And meteorologist Alan Strum.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 6:15 here at News Radio, and currently sitting at right around 65 degrees, so very nice evening in store. New details this afternoon. Following a homicide early this morning in Escambia County, the sheriff's office says a male victim in his 30s was found dead with a gunshot wound to the chest at around 7:45 this morning.
Initially, it was called into EMS as a possible overdose or a cardiac event. When they get there, they notice that there is obviously a gunshot wound to the male.
And Sheriff Simmons tells Channel 3 it happened near R and Godfrey Streets, and deputies had actually responded to that scene at around 3 this morning after the ShotSpotter sensors picked up a gunshot, but they didn't find anything. So far, no suspect information has been released. The ARC Gateway is scrambling a bit to find adequate space for their adult day training center in Milton. According to the PNJ, the program has been housed at 6225 Dixie Road for the last 30 years. However, back in January, the building owner gave the agency notice that they would need to vacate.
I guess I'm here representing the many parents and caregivers of these very special citizens in hopes that you can continue to advise, counsel, and if there's any way of legitimately leveraging county resources to assist them as they make this urgent transition, it would be very, very much appreciated.
That during today's commission committee meeting, ARC Gateway has reportedly had discussions with county leaders about the possibility of using the Baghdad Community Center moving forward. Also coming up Thursday, we'll have a much better picture of where things stand with the idea of Santa Rosa County becoming the new home of Florida's largest American flag.
Mr. Chairman, I looked at the bid portal this morning. There's over 20 firms that downloaded the packet, expressed interest in that way, and there's two that have formalized their bid submission. So we'll open them at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
That from Jared Lowe, a county staff member. Late last month, much of the discussion centered around the idea of using tourist tax dollars to fund it, but it remains to be seen whether that's possible. The county solicited bids for a flagpole over 200 feet tall to be installed at the administrative complex on Highway 90. Also, a local economist is painting the picture of just how much more difficult it is to find affordable housing in Northwest Florida. Dr. Rick Harper tells Channel 3 that not only have insurance premiums and interest rates gone up, but building costs too.
The cost of delivering a new home to the marketplace is 50% higher than it was 3 or 4 years ago.
He adds that as recently as 2020, 80% of homes were affordable to families making median income. That number now, he says, is around 40%. We'll take a break there at 6:18. We'll get state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, I had a good opportunity to talk to Michelle Salzman, Representative Michelle Salzman, about the bills she got passed this session, including the Dozier School for Boys Compensation Fund. Also, Doug Broxson, who was the Senate sponsor of that same bill and worked heavily on the $20 million compensation fund for that. Also talked about Pensacola City Council and the 3 minutes of booing that Jonathan Green, an activist trying to save the Malcolm Young gym, gave to the city council as his public comment. You can listen to all of that at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number 3 of Pensacola right now. Happy Monday. Joe and Austin with you, enjoying the first Monday of the spring forward season, daylight savings. It's great, man. It's 65 degrees. It's sunny out. I'm going to go home and I'm going to go on a walk, get some steps in. It's going to be great. I'm already daydreaming about the days when I'll just get to go home and it'll be sunny out and I'll get to go shoot hoops down the street when it's a little bit, warmer out. Tennis season will be upon us, or upon me. I don't know about you.
No, not
but,
me.
But looking forward to getting back out into the tennis court and just enjoying sunshine for the next 6 months here. So I'm very, very excited about that. How was your Sunday with the lost hour of sleep?
Oh my!
Are you still recovering from that, or?
No, I don't think I'm recovering from that. I think I do feel tired. Like I did, at least I feel better now. I did feel tired earlier. I don't think it was because of the lost hour, because I fell asleep at around the same time and woke up at around.
It's because you were up late just watching Russell Wilson highlight videos.
Yeah, I needed to know what our future held.
Daydreaming about Russ and the Steelers. Black going, and gold.
Going 11-6. Yeah, I know. That's going to be awesome, man. Yeah.
So there we go. More on Russell Wilson and everything going on in the sports world coming up. By the way, Sun Belt Championship just underway at the Bay Center. 19-18. James Madison winning right now. That is on the main ESPN network tonight. So Pensacola showing off. And a good crowd on hand for the SBC Championship game this evening. 6:24. Anything out on the roads right now?
Well, let's see. We did have some minor backups developing on Mobile Highway if you were traveling northeast towards Massachusetts, or northwest rather, towards Massachusetts Avenue. No confirmation of an accident or anything. It just looks like a slight buildup of traffic there. We did have an accident report, however, on Beverly Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards North W Street. That's causing some very minor backups, nothing too severe. The only other spot where we were seeing some issues is if you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, but just about all of that has seemingly died down.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 6:25 here at News Radio 92.3. There's a texture confirming it is a wreck on Mobile Highway, there. So just, so people are aware, State headlines today. The NAACP is urging black student athletes to reconsider whether they should attend public colleges and universities in Florida, citing a new site policy barring those schools from using government funds for diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI programs. Earlier this month, Governor DeSantis said on social media that DEI is toxic and has no place in our public universities.
And the state of Florida is taking legal action against a charity accused of lying about its cancer donations. Attorney General Ashley Moody worked with the Federal Trade Commission and nine other states to file a federal lawsuit earlier today against Cancer Recovery Foundation International. Telemarketers with the organization are accused of telling people that 50% of their donations support women in treatment and recovery. However, Moody says an investigation found that only about one penny of every dollar was going to patients.
The state fire marshal warning Floridians about an electric hoverboard. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission issued a statement today saying anybody who has an Evercross EV5 hoverboard should stop using it immediately due to a potential fire risk. The product has been sold online since 2021. Jimmy Petronas, the state CFO, says defective lithium battery-powered items are ticking time bombs.
And Florida continues to outpace the national job growth average. That's according to new data that was released today.
As of January 2024, Florida's labor force has grown by 2.2% over the year. This was faster than the national labor force growth rate of 0.8% over the same time period. Florida's over-the-year labor force growth has outpaced the national growth rate since December of 2020.
James Heckman with Florida Commerce says Florida's statewide unemployment rate has been lower than the national rate for 39 consecutive months. The national unemployment rate was 3.7% for January of 2024. That's a 0.6 percentage point higher than Florida's rate.
International headline, Special Counsel Robert Hur is set to testify before a House panel tomorrow. Of course, he was tasked with investigating President Biden's handling of classified documents, but ultimately declined to bring criminal charges. His testimony is public and will be held before the House Judiciary Committee, of which Congressman Matt Gaetz is a part of. So I would imagine some interesting discourse happening tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is pleading not guilty to new charges. He was arraigned in a New York federal court Monday on a superseding indictment that charges him with obstruction of justice. The Democrat was indicted on 12 new criminal charges, including conspiracy for a public official to act as a foreign agent. The charges are related to a years-long corruption and bribery scheme involving the governments of Egypt and Qatar.
President Biden's calling on Congress to work with his administration to lower healthcare costs.
I'm doing everything I can to lower the healthcare costs to provide people with peace of mind. Not at the expense of doctors or medicine or hospitals or drug companies, but just to make it fair.
And the president outlined his healthcare agenda, which includes expanding the Affordable Care Act and capping out-of-pocket drug costs for seniors on Medicare. He says Republicans want to repeal Obamacare and put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block.
And NASA Administrator and former Florida Senator Bill Nelson said the state of NASA is strong and getting stronger as he announced President Biden's budget proposal for the space agency for the coming fiscal year.
And that budget is $25.4 billion. That's an increase of $500 million over the previous fiscal year, 24.
Nelson said the space agency fared better than many other agencies as lawmakers seek to cut spending as the national debt continues to grow. Nelson says that NASA will continue its work to send humans back to the moon and onto Mars and beyond.
Recap of today's top three stories. If you're just checking in, the embassy in Haiti, the U.S. embassy, that is, over the weekend started evacuating non-essential staff members as gang violence grips the nation. President Biden unveiling his sweeping budget proposal in which he wants to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations and pressuring Congress to take up the recent bipartisan border deal. He notes how he felt the deal would improve the crisis there and is urging representatives from cities all over the country to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine to get the bill passed.
On Tom Rigotti, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer describes President Biden's $7.3 trillion budget proposal for next fiscal year as
bold, optimistic, and responsible.
President Biden's budget highlights the sharp contrast between the Democrats' positive, proactive vision and the Republicans' negative, regressive vision for our country.
Biden claims his plan will reduce the deficit by $3 trillion over 10 years. President Biden continues to face criticism for the label he placed on Laken Riley's suspected killer during his State of the Union speech.
The White House seems to want it both ways, now forcefully saying President Biden's regret over calling Laken Riley's alleged murder an illegal doesn't amount to an apology. Biden has not expressed regret or apologized for policies that allowed Laken Riley's alleged killer to roam free after entering the country illegally.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's official. Dan Loeb's activist hedge fund, Third Point, has taken a stake in Advance Auto Parts and struck an agreement with the retailer to add three new directors to its board. That announcement came after the market close, helping Advance Auto shares rise 1.8% in extended trading. The stock, though, jumped 3.7% in the regular session after a Wall Street Journal report revealed Third Point's position and noted that such an agreement announcement was imminent. Oracle is out with mixed quarterly results for the latest quarter. The enterprise software giant's adjusted per share profit slightly exceeded expectations, though revenue, up 7% from a year earlier to $13.28 billion, was a smidge shy of estimates. The company's largest business, cloud services, jumped 12% and slightly beat estimates. Oracle shares are soaring 13% in after-hours trading. In the regular Monday action, stocks traded in a narrow range and finished narrowly mixed, the Dow Industrials managing a 47-point gain. That's Your Money Now.
I have diabetes.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Franchise tag wide receiver T. Higgins has requested a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati should be all in trying to win a Super Bowl this season and refuse to trade T. However, if they do entertain trading Higgins this offseason, then the Texans, Packers, and Jets should all jump at this opportunity to trade for the very talented wideout. I'm Zach Gelb. For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast.
From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered.
Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We've got a few accident reports to dig into. If you are traveling westbound on Highway 98, that's what turns into Navarre Parkway coming from Mary Esther. And if you just got off of Cody Avenue merging onto the highway, we do have an accident report in that area that is causing some pretty heavy backups at this time. We also had a couple more, including one on Mobile Highway. If you were traveling northbound towards Massachusetts Avenue, still causing some minor backups there. And another one, if you were traveling westbound on Beverly Parkway towards North W Street. But once again, that is also causing just minor issues. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much just going to hold you up for too long.
Skies overnight will be clearing up and overnight lows will be cooling off. Low temperatures again dropping down into the 40s. During the day on Tuesday, a little bit warmer with a high of about 70, mostly sunny skies. Looking through the week, late this week, we've got a chance for rain, and into the weekend, also a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News Weather Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. We, of course, are right in the middle of March Madness here with the conference tournaments. Now we've got the Sun Belt Conference that is wrapping up today. Men's Championship on ESPN right now. The Women's Championship was earlier today. And then, you know, the major Big Ten, SEC, ACC, all those conferences will be get going here later on this week. But college basketball, of course, in the prime time. And, of course, today was also day one of NFL free agency. A lot of big money moves made.
Absolutely. Some of the biggest, this isn't even all of them. It's just some of the biggest ones going on right now. Michael Pittman, wide receiver, he signed a three-year extension with the Colts. Left tackle Deion Dawkins did the same with the Buffalo Bills. Running back DeAndre Swift is going to the Bears for 3 years for $24.5 million. And running back Tony Pollard's doing the same with the Titans. Quarterback Russell Wilson, he was a big name this offseason. He's going to the Steelers for a one-year, $1.2 million contract, which I'm sure just has Denver in financial shambles to even imagine. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins, he's joining the Raiders for 4 years, $110 million. And Kirk Cousins is joining the Falcons for 4 years and $180 million. Mm. Also, running back Saquon Barkley, that was another big name. He is going to the Eagles on a three-year contract worth about $38 million. I believe around $25, $26 of that is guaranteed. The Packers also made some moves. They replaced Aaron Jones at running back. They replaced him with former Raider Josh Jacobs and released veteran David Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari had been a tackle for the Packers for 11 seasons. Lastly, guard Landon Dickerson is signing an $87 million extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. That includes $50 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid guard in NFL history. That's according to ESPN. Joe, in the last hour, you asked me what move or moves I was most pleased with, and you asked me about the Steelers one. Which of these moves stand out to you? You've got the list right there in front of you.
The move that really stood out to me the most was actually the Raiders signing Christian Wilkins.
That's a big one.
Because you have already a dominant edge rusher in Max Crosby. So now you add Christian Wilkins to that. So talk about defensive lines and the ability to rush the passer.
Lethal.
We talked about the new head coach, Antonio Pierce. Where he was talking about, you know, the Mahomes rules and how they were going to get after Mahomes and they were going to rough him up a bit. Well, ask any quarterback what they hate the most, and it's pressure coming from the interior. And so now you have Wilkins in the middle with Crosby on the outside. And they and the Raiders also, by the way, they signed Gardner Minshew today. So I would think that he would probably have the inside track of being named the starter over Aiden O'Connell. I don't think O'Connell's ready. And, you know, Minshew has proven himself to be serviceable, and especially last year in Indianapolis. And the Raiders still have Devontae Adams. So that's an interesting team there in the AFC West. I would also just throw out, listen, I think Saquon going to Philly – there's been a lot of made there, the upheaval with the coaching staff. You've got to replace now Jason Kelce. But as far as weapons go, you're giving Jalen Hurts, who is, of course, a pretty significant weapon in his own right as a dual-threat quarterback, giving him Saquon Barkley as a running back while also having A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outside. So that's going to cause a lot of issues, I think, for defensive coordinators. And I also just, you know, looking at the Bears right now, they signed DeAndre Swift. I don't, I'm not jumping up and planning a Super Bowl parade, but I don't hate the move either. They needed some explosiveness. Swift is, he will be entering his age 25 season. So prime years for a running back.
Yeah.
And he had a good year for the Eagles, you know, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns or so, but he has really good hands as a receiving option, and looking like we're going into a season with Caleb Williams as the new quarterback, giving him a safety valve, an outlet to make short throws there, I think will play very well into what they want to do. So that's my 2 cents worth. With the college basketball, by the way, we're seeing it live. James Madison, who is 30-3 on the season, they're the 2 seed over Arkansas State, 40-31 right now. Arkansas
Who's the
State.
One seed?
Whoever Arkansas State beat yesterday or in the semifinal, whenever that was.
I'm going to look into that. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. But yeah, so James Madison obviously looking pretty good right here. A minute 20 left in the first half there. Also, more college basketball notes. The women's game between SEC Powers, LSU, and South Carolina. A bit marred for the altercation that happened with about 2 minutes left in the game. Camila Cardoso was one of the many players ejected, and now there are reports that she will have to miss South Carolina's opening game of the NCAA tournament. Of course, that shouldn't be a big concern, given that South Carolina is easily the most dominant team in the country, and they'll be playing a 16 seed at home. So
probably not
too much of a concern there. FS1, you've got the Big East final happening right now between Georgetown and UConn in the women's side as well.
Yeah, UConn is currently up 42-24, so all that's right. Not looking too good. That, I think the score was worse than that. And the worst part is Georgetown's not even that bad of a team. They're 22-10 on the season. But yeah,
UConn's about, a different animal there.
Yes, both in women's and men's basketball. They're just a basketball powerhouse head to toe. But they're number 10 in the country right now. I think they're 28-5. 28-5, my bad. I can't read. But yeah, UConn's up 42-24 with about 2 minutes left until half. I'm trying to see who in the world the Who put James Madison as the
You'll
seed?
Have to go back.
I'm checking it. I'm going through the conference standings right now. Oh, it was App State.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
App State had one game better in conference play, but overall they were three games worse. Okay. Gotcha. All righty. Well, just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. We had a few accident reports. None of them really appear to be causing any more issues other than the one on Highway 98. That's what turns into Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Mary Esther and you are trying to merge onto the parkway from Cody Avenue. That is still dealing with some pretty hefty backups there. The other two accidents, though, were only having very minor inconveniences, and they appear to have cleared up. So outside of that one on U.S. Highway 98, if you are dealing with issues, they should not be holding you up for too long.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:46 here at News Radio. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Today may have been a bit more hazardous than you may have anticipated when it comes to your health.
Really?
Most people in America, of course, are moving the clocks forward yesterday for daylight savings time, but hospitals actually say that the day after the ensuing Monday, there's a 24% spike in heart attack visits. The exact reason's not clear, but experts think the lost hour of sleep plays a big role disrupting the body's natural rhythm. So I guess it throws off the heart, too. Mm.
I try not to dedicate too much time to worrying about my mortality, but that is a very concerning statistic. You may have a heart attack because you lost an hour of sleep. Come on. What are we doing, humanity? Airbnb is banning indoor security cameras from all listings. The short-term rental platform made the announcement Monday. It previously allowed indoor security cameras to be used in common areas, placed visibly if they were disclosed on the listing page. The move comes after customer complaints and a skit about the issue on Saturday Night Live. Outdoor security cameras will still be permitted.
All right. Excuse me. Also, there's a new product called the hand scanner, which is being described as a hand-washing lie detector. It's popping up in fast food joints as a way to cut back on the spread of foodborne illness in restaurants. According to the CDC, food workers wash their hands only 33% of the time. That's troubling, meaning germs can spread from hands to food, possibly triggering outbreaks of foodborne illness.
And, what were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. Donald Trump says he thinks a TikTok ban would only empower Facebook.
We have to very much go into privacy and make sure that we are protecting the American people's privacy and data rights.
Speaking to CNBC, he says that there's a lot of good and a lot of bad with TikTok, but he predicted that banning it could help Meta, which owns Facebook, double in size. Trump called Facebook an enemy of the people. I do think he has a point, because ever since TikTok has blown up, these other platforms, including Facebook, has really pushed the whole shorts, reels, all that. So, I mean, and that's where a lot of TikToks get re-uploaded. So if you roll out TikTok, that's where people are going to go.
If you missed the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer, the big winner, securing 7 Oscars out of 13 total nominations, including Best Picture, Director, Actor, Supporting Actor, Original Score, Cinematography, and Film Editing.
Wow.
Cillian Murphy, that's about like pretty much all the major ones. I think the only one they left out was probably Emily Blunt for Supporting Actress. But yeah, that's a clean sweep pretty much. Actors Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Christopher Nolan all took home their first ever wins at the Oscars.
And Emma Stone won Best Actress at the Oscars. She brought home the award for her work in Poor Things. This is her second Best Actress award, and she's been nominated for it 4 times. Her first win was back in 2017 for the film La La Land.
You know, all this Oppenheimer news recently, because I mean, I've seen the movie like 8 times.
What?
I
saw it once.
It's in my Apple library, yeah. I watch it fairly I don't know if regularly is the word, but
you've watched
it's a
it
movie
on a
that I will
basis.
Put on. You know, if I'm laying in the bed to fall to sleep, I'll put it on and just kind of pick up where I left off. But no, yeah, very, very good. And all it does is just make me wonder what in the world Cillian Murphy and Christopher Nolan are going to do for an encore, because when those two are in movies, as they often are, I mean, pretty much, you know, he's kind of like, you know, each actor and, you know, like DiCaprio and Scorsese, right? You know, they're in, they're just together, and that's really Cillian Murphy and Christopher Nolan. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with next. It's going to be hard to top Oppenheimer, but, you know, if there's somebody to do it, it's those two. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish off a Monday next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. The only spot where we were having some issues is if you were traveling westbound on a U.S. Highway 98. That's what turns into Navarre Parkway. Coming from Mary Esther, right around where Cody Avenue merges onto the highway, we had an accident report there that's still causing some pretty severe backups at this time. It does not appear to be dying down anytime soon. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Skies should be clearing up as we head through the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be cooling off way down into the 40s overnight. During the day Tuesday, we'll get some sunshine and a high of about 70 degrees. So it's warming up as we head through the week. Late this week, we've got a chance for rain. Same thing as we head into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 6:54 here as we wind up here on hour number three, which is hard to believe given that it looks like it's about 4:58 outside.
Right.
But yeah, I love that. Top three stories. Quick recap if you're just tuning in to us. President Biden pressuring Congress today to take up the recent bipartisan border deal that Republicans say doesn't go far enough to stop the flow of illegal immigration. He is calling on cities all over the country to tell their members of Congress to show a little spine and passed the bill. He also unveiled his sweeping budget plan for his potential second term. He's looking to reduce the federal deficit by $3 trillion over the next 10 years by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations and including a 25% tax rate on billionaires. And the U.S. Embassy is evacuating non-essential staff members from Haiti as gang violence grips the nation. Families of diplomats and others were reportedly being airlifted out of Port-au-Prince to safety. And the embassy is also advising U.S. citizens not to travel to the country. As we finish up here, some of the more wackier stuff in the headlines today. A restaurant in Chicago is selling a soup for $1,893. It's being served for a limited time at the Colonial Room inside the Drake Hotel. It's made with a super rare Louis XIII cognac, caviar, red snapper from the Gulf, and gold flakes. You need to order it 2 weeks in advance because they fly the snapper in fresh for every order. So good to see the red snapper industry here off the shores of Pensacola is doing very well.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes the soup sound appetizing, and that's not even that's worth $1,900. 100 people in the UK broke a world record with a quarter-mile-long game of tug-of-war that lasted over a minute. Each side had 50 people positioned about 15 feet apart. The exact length was 1,694 feet. The two biggest challenges were finding a rope that long and a venue that would work. They ended up doing so on a beach in South Wales.
So, question for you. Last Friday, we talked about the world record where people were gathering in St. Louis to try to break the record for most people wearing underwear on their heads. Given the choice between these two particular records, do you have a preference that you would go to?
I don't want to chafe my hands and get like rope burn on my hands and stuff. Perhaps arms, depending on your grip. I don't want to risk that and any other injury for a world record that is like I'm not even going to remember, and 99% of other people won't either. I'll just slap the underwear on my head.
All right.
Clean, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, there, that is the risk there. Also, a 42-year-old Wisconsin man was arrested for battery last week. He was born Derek Lee Kroll, but in 2011, he legally changed his name to D's Nuts.
Of course he did.
He was arrested at his home for allegedly hitting and shoving his daughter because she hadn't done her chores. The police report says they, quote, walked up to the top of the stairs and took D's Nuts into custody.
And a couple of Long Island headlines here. A Long Island bakery is accused of passing off a national chain's donuts and a national chain's donuts as its own, and possibly putting their customers at risk while doing so. State and county inspectors are now investigating Savory Fig after a customer posted photos of the vegan and gluten-free donut she got from them. At least one of the donuts appeared to have D-shaped sprinkles on them, which is just like Dunkin' Donuts does. Mm. And if that donut did come from Dunkin', it contains both wheat and dairy, which could pose a risk to some vegan and gluten-free customers.
Yeah, also a Long Island lawmaker wants to decriminalize adultery in New York. According to the state penal code, adultery is still a Class B misdemeanor. Although since 1972, only 13 people have been charged and 5 were convicted. A New York assemblyman has introduced a bill to repeal and decriminalize the act of adultery in New York, calling it an archaic piece of law. Austin, last hour you said that this is finally change that you can believe in and something that you support 100%.
No, that's not what I said. I said I would hate to be the guy coming forward dying on that hill. Some good news here. A Walmart janitor in Arkansas was walking 5 miles to work each day until a member of his community stepped up to help. People around town call him Mr. Bill. A couple years ago, a woman named Christy Conrad offered him a ride, learned he can't drive because he's legally blind, and just started driving him wherever she could. Then a few months ago, she launched a Facebook group called Mr. Bill's Village to see if others might want to volunteer. Over 3,000 people have joined, and they just pick him up whenever they see him. The owner of a car dealership called Puckett Auto Group also heard about it, and they thought Bill just needed a car, and they were going to give him one. But when they found out he couldn't drive, they decided to give Christy the new car instead.
And finishing up with a heartwarming one here, a 100-year-old World War II vet named Harold Tirrens is being honored in France this June at an event for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And on the same day, he's getting married while he's there. He's been dating a 96-year-old woman since 2021, madly in love, and they plan on tying the knot while they're in France. Very cool.